Hi guys, I'm John.
And I'm Tex.
And we are here usually talking about...
Break, stop. There are some breaking news.
Breaking news.
I don't know how to say. So, the new F1 from Ferrari, we love it. It's gorgeous. But some leaked image.
No. Don't say that, please. Don't say that. I already know the answer. No. Oh, God.
There is some monster from Maranello. I really dislike it, and I hope there is something wrong with that car. It's, I don't know. It seems a bad Japan or a Chinese car. Like, I'm sad.
Well, I'm sad as well, but I don't want to save it. But I want to see the final product, the official photos.
Of course.
Because it's really difficult to judge here. I tried this psychological exercise, try to not vomit. at the first place.
About this Ferrari SUV, it was very, very weighted, I think is the correct term.
Yeah.
Well, the rear to me can work somehow, it's okay. But really the front I don't understand, so I really hope they fix it. But it seems quite late in production, so in development, sorry. So I don't know. It's we will see.
Also because looking at the leaked photos, there are some volumes. I'm talking a nerdy thing right now, so please don't judge me. But modeling wise, there are some volumes that from the photo that's why I want to see the official images first. Because there is something weird happening in the bonnet, especially in the area where it meets the A-pillar.
Yeah, I don't understand that.
This part is really odd, so let's see. I would like to wait.
Yeah, maybe they will surprise
us.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's a little bit weird. I mean, there are some things that are interesting. For example, the DRL fascia. That is a sort of a shark fin that is integrated. Is really, really close to the Monza. No, Monza,
yes,
sorry.
The Roma.
Not the Roma, sorry.
Not
but
yet.
Also the Roma, but... No, the SP1, I was saying. Ah, okay. The SP1.
I don't know.
The rear is banal. For me, it's a little bit banal. And
yeah, but at least it's not too shitty.
No, you're right. It's not too shitty. But let's see. Let's see and wait.
Yeah.
And probably that guy or whatever took the photo is already fired. So
yeah, and he will never work again anymore in a car company.
No, probably not.
How stupid do you have to be? I don't know.
Really, really. Every time surprise me. And also, I saw a meme on the web.
Yeah.
With the four most safe places where to store secrets. And the word the NASA headquarters, maybe the
Pentagon.
Pentagon,
then
yeah.
There was another one, I don't remember.
The fourth one, I don't remember. And but the last one was the Ferrari headquarters, obviously. It was really funny. Yeah.
Yeah, also because in those days, like the F1... was leaked one day before as well, so a picture of the F1 from Ferrari. So it's like, what the hell?
Yeah, but was different, by the way, the livery.
Really?
I think so. The photo that I checked with leaked the photo of the F1 car. Then I checked again, and the livery actually was different. The official one.
Okay, well.
Because in the leaked photo, there was the vertical fascia, black fascia on the back. So it was the back was half black and half red. But the official car as not that amount of black as the leaked photo. So probably they changed it.
Maybe they were not finishing to apply some stuff.
Yeah, but probably they were not sure about the delivery, or maybe it was one of the proposal of the delivery that was dismissed
due to the leak. They were like, okay, let's take the proposal number two.
Yeah, exactly.
At least it will be new.
can be. Absolutely can be.
But talking about something Ferrari-ish, kind of, there are some development in the RML 250 kind of resto mode inspired car. It's apparently they have the body in carbon fiber and aluminium ready, and they're going on with the development of this beauty.
Oh yeah,
so I'm pleased.
It's really lovely. Another resto mode, and then probably some. There are different opinions about the resto mode, and I heard a lot of different opinions about resto modes, because there are some people thinking, another resto mode. Oh, come on, guys. You have no sense of creativity, no sense of, new. Then I want to point out a thing. Look at new cars are they really new?
Yeah. They're just the same thing.
Think about it.
Put it in more chaos and chaos. At least these shapes are like amazing. So many details, and they are piece of art. Like, they are not meant to be for big number. They just want to be a tribute to some special vehicle of the history. We will have some resto mode maybe of a car of the 2010. Who knows? I don't listen to them because I like those resto modes. So
yeah, me too as well. But is like for those people, is like saying that the Venere of Botticelli is not beauty because it's just old, and because it represented the classic stereotypes of beauty. But it's beautiful. So why? What is the point?
Yeah, and if someone wants to paint with that kind of paintings, with that art style, it's a free country. it's kind of a free world, still, at least for now. So we should be able to do the car we want. If you have the money to create a company, at least you should be free to do what the hell you want.
I completely agree on that. Also, what is the name of the other company that is doing the same thing?
I don't remember.
But so shame on me, because there were two. One is RML, and the other one is also the name was kind of similar.
But we were talking like 1 year ago.
Yeah, exactly. But at least we have one that is almost ready, so the other one will follow. So we double the possibility to have one. Not really, because
I was following the Bizzarrini on Instagram, and also they are going on with the development of the resto mode. Actually, the continuation of the Bizzarrini GT Strada. So I'm super pleased.
Oh, superb.
Do you have some technical new stuff?
Technologies. Well, talking about the specs and engines, and because we would like to be environmental friendly but still be a petrolhead, there is a very good merge between the old tech, so V8 engines, for instance, but powered by hydrogen.
Ooh-hoo.
So there is this project signed by Yamaha that basically they build a very particular engine that is still a V8. So let me see the displacement. 5,000 cc, so 5 liter.
Nice.
With 450 horsepower, but runs with hydrogen, so it burns hydrogen. Lovely.
Yes.
It's more efficient, it's more not really more powerful, but the power is, the power ratio is similar, but it's superb.
And how the only problem is to store the hydrogen then, or what?
Exactly. The problem is the storing of the hydrogen, because if you have to burn the hydrogen, well, it needs to be vaporized, but this has to be stored in the liquid state, because in the liquid state is more stable, but needs to be like minus 200 degrees, more than 200 degrees minus, so it's really cold. It's really, really cold. And the tank has to be in pressure. So pressurized. Thank you. So there are some, you know, little technical issues, but we have the technology. Come on, we are in 2022.
Yeah.
So please.
Well, good.
The
hope.
Only the other issue is external. It's not a technical issue. Well, it's a technical issue, but it's more a chemical problem, yeah. Say, is how to produce hydrogen in a sustainable way. So this is another really, really interesting topic, but maybe we can discuss it in the next episode. In the main episode, we will cover it in a more specific way. But in short, I love this project. I saw it on LinkedIn. I was super happy about this, because there is at least still someone that is thinking,
yeah,
we need to find a different way. We love the way that we are moving. We love to carry on the passion for internal combustion engines, and we can see the potential to develop once again even more, to, you know, rise again the level. There is still room for improvement for this technology,
yes.
And why not? Simply why not? And I'm happy that someone, and it's not a small company, a big company such as Yamaha and Toyota, because it's a combination, it's a collaboration between the two brands. It's a collaboration between Kawasaki, Subaru, Toyota, Mazda, and Yamaha. So it's a very joint venture.
They went all together to resolve this issue. That makes sense.
Yeah, it's lovely. It's amazing. When collaboration and alternatives. The main topic, the key word here is collaboration and alternative. Because everyone now is going for full electric, but we will end with a very big problem if everyone wants exactly the same thing.
Yeah. So I think that can be talk more in depth in the next episode.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Don't spoil anything.
No. I want a promise. But man, you have now a news that. Is super at least for you, so please go ahead.
I'm already distracted because I'm playing around with the car configurator. That it's amazing. Did you try the car configurator of the Morgan three-wheeler?
Not yet, but yeah. I will.
Yeah, we might stop the recording now and you can try, because it's amazing. It's the best car configurator I've ever seen.
Oh really?
Yes. Yeah,
it's
like
so,
a game.
So cool and fantastic.
Yeah.
Okay.
And basically I was very sad, you know, about the three-wheeler ending the production, and I was super sad. But I'm more happy than ever, because I love the new three-wheeler. I think it's perfect. It's my favorite car. It, whatever I wanted, is that. It's better than before somehow, and I kind of missed the V-twin in front, but they manage the design very, very well in my opinion. It's gorgeous, and it's more practical, and it's brilliant.
Whoa!
I love it.
To say that the Morgan Freewheeler is more practical than ever, it's a statement. It's really a statement.
It, you know, it's because basically it's a good approach on the design. They were going through the user experience of the... We are doing a kind... Not the same as a three-wheeler, but we are doing the same on a lot of on our design process in my company. And we are focusing on how the object is used. And they realized that most of the people that they are going for the three-wheeler, they are, first of all, a nice community, but they people enjoy having adventure with this car, having trips. And so they thought about a lot of details to make the adventure side more practical without compromising the idea of the car. So basically, it's a motorbike, you know? So you have... Your bags, etc., like in a motorbike, and you can stack them in the car in the side near behind the front wheels. There are some special bracket, they patent them, so you can quickly load and unload some
goods, some luggage or whatever you want to fit there.
Yeah, luggage, and also in the rear you can put it. Then you can choose two different kind of windscreen. You can like add front lights, and also it's very nice that the interior is all IP resistant, so it's waterproof.
Lovely. And, that's really smart.
Yeah, and basically also the material of the leather. It's between the option, there is some motorbike kind of leather that has as well more dust and waterproof. So if you really want to use it in a crazy way, you can do it. And well, there are a lot of brilliant stuff. Like they integrate for the first time a navigator system in the three-wheeler, but in Morgan in general. And, you know, for them it's a big deal because they are quite conservative. And this, I think also it's a very motorbike inspired. It's something like, not a Dakar
I see. But it's a sort of a compass. So it's very simplified.
Yeah, it's a compass that just tell you like in how many meters you have to turn and in the which direction. And there is this arrow moving. And when you have to turn, it's like, okay, this is here you have to turn. And so you can enjoy the adventure. You will not get lost, but you are not just following navigator usual. You have to be
smart. To look. It's really yeah. And also a very good piece of design, I have to say, because
super
all the
simple.
Switches, all the interior. It reminds me a motorbike, yes, but also, you know, a fancy old dash from a sort of a retro futurism, computers, stuff like that.
They were, you know, they were inspired from the jet era of the 60s and 50s. Because the previous one was more maybe 30s, I don't know. And with this one, they reach more the 50s. And also the central dash with the two display. It's
like an old radar, kind of.
Yeah, they're looking modern but retro. It's for me, it's just perfect. And
fits really well the design overall.
Yeah, and also you can have heated seats and heated pedals. Not pedals, but foot. Yeah, so you can really use it as much as you want. From the technical point of view, it's very interesting as well, because it's the second car of Morgan that has a aluminium monocoque.
Okay.
So the previous one that has it was the Aeromax, you know, the one that race also at Le Mans and GT. And this one as well, it's a brand new chassis made from scratch, super high tech for their standard. And there are a lot of 3D printed components as well, because they are so small that they, for them it's better to make a 3D printed aluminium component and put more than one function in every object. So you can see the front, there is this massive aluminium part that it's kind of stylish but also functional. So there is everything inside there. And I already know this car from top to bottom because I was so into this. And for example, the design of the wheels, they were trying to push all the masses as far as outside as possible, and to create more space they had to end up with this configuration of rims that actually looks good. Reminds a bit the what is the name of the car for they used to do speed record in the desert?
I don't remember. Like for Bonneville, but
yes.
But it reminds me also the turbofans from the 80s for, you know, for cool down the internal components, yes. For the brakes. So it fit, once again it fitted really well with the design of the car.
Yeah. Somehow I cannot see anything. The only concern I have. It's the sound of the engine that I want to hear it, because it's a 3-cylinder from Ford, so might not be the best, but in general a 3-cylinder has a nice sound if you maybe open it a bit.
Oh yeah,
It has more horsepower than before.
I won't be super much concerned. You can, by the way, change the exhaust.
Yeah, I think you can find a solution. Maybe it will not be as good as before from the sound point of view, but the rest is just so brilliant that I really hope to make some money and buy it. This would be like a car that I'd really, really, really like to buy new from the company and have the experience of going through the deciding all the details and make it as I really want. And it's just, I'm so pleased because, finally there are still some cars that I love.
Oh, you know what? You convinced me. I would like to have one.
You want one?
It's lovely. It's lovely.
You have to try one. if you go to UK, or we can go to UK and rent one.
That's a good idea. Can be at the chat garage trip.
Or another thing, I want to, we have to discuss. Like, I think it will be possible to go to the Morgan dealership in Italy that it's in Padova. There is one in Padova and one in Milan, but the one in Padova is closer maybe to us. And ask them if we can try the car and maybe review it somehow. We should
try. Yeah, we should try. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So now you have we have to end the episode, and so you can try the configurator, because I really want to see you configure your own and get
okay,
crazy.
Okay. And with that hope that maybe in the recent future we will have our pair of Morgan three-wheeler, well, we can end the breaking news episode and remind you as always to follow us on Instagram, because for sure this time we will publish every picture possible of the new Morgan Super 3, because this is the name of the new model. And also I remind you to rate us on Spotify if you want, comment there, put some likes, and follow us also in the other platforms such as Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, and Anchor.
Yes, and we are also on YouTube now, so check out YouTube. You have to type the chat garage, we will be there. And TikTok if you want stupid stuff, but most important of everything, even if you don't have a three-wheeler yet or a Super 3, you can always enjoy your ride.
Yeah, and try to be always, well, with this car for sure, top always down. Bye
bye bye.